Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Back to Hour 3. Every second week we have Matthew Justin Deagle, my oldest son, on. He is an amazing guy. I mean, he knows things that I don't know. He has knowledge base in the area of, it's called astrology, but it actually goes well beyond that. What Matthew's done is a mathematical analysis of symbological and group behavioral analysis that can be used for your personal life analysis of your birth date, or even horology for ideas, but also collectively for corporations and for collective peoples and nations in terms of what's events are happening. And Matt, you're going to do most of the talking, but once in a while I'll pop a question in and insert there. You have a serious analysis you mentioned today about a lot of things going on the collective level that we call anti-logo. So I'd like you to explain what that means.
Okay. I want to explain. Okay, the anti-logos is a phenomenon where the psyche goes extremely out of balance. It's designated by the number 666, right?
Right.
Which means degeneration that leads to death, lethal degeneration, and that can be either negative, like out of control false hatred, like the Islamist terrorists, for example, or it can be positive, and it's just as deadly when it's positive. If it's out of control positive thinking, utopian thinking, and illogical naivety, which is what you see, for example, with Jim Jones and Heaven's Gate, those cults which ultimately committed murder-suicide, but with the motive of out-of-control positivity and expectation of utopia. You know, Jim Jones, when he was poisoning his whole congregation with the Flavor Aid, said that they were going to die in peace. If they couldn't live in peace, they were going to die in peace. Well, this is a very dangerous phenomenon right now. And what's prophesied is now coming true in regard to the beast, the 666 of Revelation, the second beast, which brings about Armageddon. Now, I don't mean the total destruction of the world, but I mean destruction of most of it. Two-thirds of the population being wiped out by World War III. And all the preliminaries are there. I believe, for example, it says that there are seven kings before the eighth one. We've already had all seven of them. And I'll explain who they are and why that are prerequisites to World War III.
Right.
Okay, hold on one second. These are, the first one was Teddy Roosevelt, because he wrote a book all about how they had to go to war with Germany and the USA had to take over Europe using war.
Right.
He was a huge warmonger. He was the first one. Harry Truman was the second one because he started the Cold War. He started the nuclear arms race. And he also sabotaged the Korean War by sabotaging the strategy of Douglas MacArthur. So he really set things up for World War III himself as well. The third one was Ronald Reagan, because he reinvigorated the Cold War for no reason after decades of improvements under Nixon and Kissinger and so forth. After decades of peace talks and attempts at improving our relations with the USSR and China, Reagan reinvigorated the Cold War and pretty much restarted the whole U.S.-Russia competition. It gets even worse as you go further up. Bill Clinton was the fourth one. He expanded NATO into the buffer zone with Russia after the Cold War was already over, and he essentially provoked a new arms race, even though there wasn't a Cold War anymore. There wasn't even a USSR. So it gets crazier and crazier each one you go.
Right.
Reagan was paranoid, but you can see it gets even worse with Clinton, because he had absolutely no motivation for this. It was just completely insane. Next one is Angela Merkel. Angela Merkel brought millions of enemy sleepers into Europe under the supposed guise of bringing in refugees. But actually, many of these so-called refugees are a proxy army for the Pakistani ISI, who in turn are a proxy intelligence agency for China. So, essentially, Merkel has started the Chinese invasion of Europe, which is a provocation for World War III. The sixth anti-logos, or the sixth 666 king, is Pope Francis, who supports Merkel's policies, and he abuses his clout as the Pope to denounce countermeasures that might stop this horrible process. So he's the sixth one. The seventh one is the Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau. Justin Trudeau is doing the same thing in Canada right now that Merkel did in Germany, as much as he can there, by inviting ISI proxy into Canada, failing to screen them, and even allowing them into high levels of the Canadian government. People who are, actually operatives for the Pakistani ISI and therefore proxy Chinese operatives, meaning that here in 10 to 15 years, there's likely going to be a Chinese or joint Chinese-Russian invasion of Canada, to which the USA would be obligated to respond because of our treaties with Canada. In other words, that would start World War III right there. So Justin Trudeau is the seventh one. It's only a matter of time now until we have the eighth one, who I believe is going to be the president of the USA,
right.
I call him Jim Jones the second. He's the same thing as Jim Jones or Marshall Applewhite, pretty much. Very similar to Jim Jones. The social justice crap we see all over the place, the sabotage of Donald Trump, the CIA and FBI machinations against the president. That's all this crazy cult in the CIA, which I call Jonestown 2.0, because Bush put so much surveillance power in the hands of the CIA and NSA that it was just a matter of time for this cult to infiltrate that and use it to attempt a kind of revolution. And it's not communist per se, right? It's very social justice oriented, academia based craziness.
Right. So let me start a question, Matt.
Yes.
So what you're saying basically is people like Wolf and the intelligence for the FISA court and people like McCabe are not an anomaly. This is standard operational procedure. Please continue.
This is the fact. This is what's going on here. Is the CIA is being infiltrated over the past, since about 2001, since 9/11. It's been being infiltrated by this extremist social justice cult, this Jonestown stuff.
Right.
And that the leader of this cult is someone comparable to, like, you can compare him to, like, Jim Jones or
right.
Keith Raniere, you know, someone like that. He's a suggestive, crazy megalomaniac, and he is coming to power in the USA by manipulating public opinion, manipulating controversies, and trying to sabotage anybody who gets in his way on his path to power, which ultimately will place this organization, which already has total surveillance powers, in direct control of the president. Because you see, right now the USA is divided between three branches of government: the president, the Pentagon, and the CIA. Well, the CIA is already in the process of taking over the Pentagon, so they want to take the presidency as well. And
right.
when they take the presidency, that's when we're going to have these 666 apocalyptic empire.
Well, that's why we see, for example, Rosenstein making obscene statements back to the oversight committees of the Congress, because this beast system is already fully operational.
It's already pretty much operational since Bush. It's
right.
just that it's secret and it's unofficial, so they can't use it fully legally yet. But once Jim Jones II comes to power, what I think is going to happen here, I think Trump's going to get reelected in 2020, or that Jim Jones II is going to be elected in 2024 or 2028.
I agree with you.
And that
I see the Trump as our last gasp These last seven years, this year and the next 6 years?
Trump partly represents the resistance of certain Pentagon people like Michael Flynn to this insanity that's going to lead to World War III. Because they can see it coming, but the Jim Jones people either don't see it coming or don't care. I have no idea. It's just,
or they
it's
like want Jonestown. It to happen.
It's like, it's just like Jonestown, you know. It ends in murder-suicide, the same thing, but it's on a larger scale. And by murder-suicide, I mean thermonuclear war. There's going to be war in North America because of Justin Trudeau, the seventh one.
Right.
There's going to be a Chinese-Russian invasion of Canada in about 10 to 15 years because of Trudeau. And then the USA is going to be nuked because of our response to it. So this stuff is going to happen, okay? And it's going to happen probably in about 2029 to 2033. So be warned. Do not be in those years, do not be in any large coastal city. You want to be somewhere somewhat remote. You want to be somewhere that's safe from the climatic influences, the radioactive fallout. Because this stuff is going to happen.
Yeah, you can see it coming too. I don't see a replacement for Trump on the right that's going to be rational to replace Trump in 2024.
I think it's delayed for right now because Trump's probably going to get reelected. But once this guy gets elected, then it's over.
Yeah, I agree. 2025, all hell breaks loose, and then you see the similar plans in China. Fire today. Attention all shopping for the truth. Matthew's here with some wisdom. Go ahead, Matthew.
Yeah, I was discussing how the anti-logos is coming to power now, just as prophesied in Revelation 666. Number of the man is 666, or 666.
And now, what language were you speaking there just a moment ago?
Latin.
Yeah.
Right, they call them anti-logos is Greek, but the prophecy is Latin.
Mm-hmm.
It says, Filius Mali est, or he's the son of evil.
Right, so the next president after Trump is finished his second term is going to be the beast, is what we're talking about, right?
I'm saying that it's Jim Jones. Imagine, you know Jim Jones. He just read about Jim Jones, 1978. Some of his followers shot a congressman who was there to investigate, Representative Leo Ryan, and eventually they all killed themselves. Well, it's the same thing as that. It's Jones.
It's also social justice warriors, in other words.
It's the psychotic cultism and utopianism, the exact same thing as Jonestown. It's not technically communist, though. It's the CIA's, partly based on the fact the CIA has imitated Marxists in an attempt to compete with them, but it's become an actual cult now that is taking over the CIA. And it is, however, in every major psychological respect and even ideological respect, very similar to Jonestown. So essentially we have Jim Jones, I call him Jim Jones II, coming to power. He'll be elected president in 2024 or 2028. And we've already had all seven of the previous kings, right? There's supposed to be the seven kings. And then those are the seventh of that was Justin Trudeau in Canada, who is inviting Pakistani ISI into Canada with this foolishness, who are going to be the proxy army when China and Russia jointly invade Canada. It's mainly a Chinese agenda, but because Russia's being alienated by the USA increasingly over the past couple decades, Russia will join forces with China and invade Canada, which will then provoke America.
You see that in the latest meeting last week that demonstrated that, didn't it?
Yeah.
Between Russia and China.
Yeah, Russia, well, the thing is, with Kim Jong-un, that's probably good that the USA is making a peace talk with Kim Jong-un, because he has, I think, his nuclear program was totally Chinese-funded. He's a Chinese proxy, just like Pakistan is a Chinese proxy. And I think it might, however, also further anger China, because China has these proxies all over the place. Islamists and small communist states like Korea and Venezuela. And these are, the people's, the DPRK, but obviously not South Korea. But North Korea is has been a Chinese ally and proxy for a long time, and they probably were the reason why he developed his nuclear weapons so rapidly.
Right.
They probably gave him assistance. Yeah. There was supposedly there was a North Korean physicist who died in China. He was in China, and he mysteriously died after having left North Korea. So I don't know what's going on there, but I think it's... I connected the dots before on my program.
Yeah.
About how China is behind a lot of the Islamist stuff. The Islamists in Europe are plotting a revolution to destabilize Europe so that China and Russia can invade.
Right, you can
and
see that.
They're going to do the same thing in Canada now because of Justin Trudeau.
Right.
That's why he's the seventh.
Well, we see, for example, they have laws in Canada now. If you say anything negative against Islam or Muhammad, or anything you're dealing with these things, you actually go to jail. Canada is so vile now that my Canadian friends are completely freaked out.
As I said, the fifth one was Merkel, right? She was an even bigger one than Trudeau, but she was the fifth one. Trudeau is highly significant, though, because that's what provokes World War III in North America, is the Chinese invasion of Canada.
Right.
Because America has a treaty where it's required to respond. But I think it's calculated because some of these people in Russia and China actually want to deploy their unconventional weapons. They want Armageddon because they think they're going to win or something. Well, they just hate the USA that much. I don't know.
But, well, the USA is the last nation that can actually keep nation states at all. The globalists, including their article in 1973 Foreign Affairs, wants to get rid of nation states. And what Obama was doing in previous presidents, like you say, is to actually get rid of the idea that there is a nation state anywhere.
You don't even have to worry about that stuff because that's not really what's going on. It's the CIA,
right,
the American intelligence agency that's behind this. And they are completely out of their minds now.
Right.
Increasing power from Jonestown 2.0 or a Jonestown type cult.
Yeah.
And they'll provoke this probably with their own actions, because they're already provoking Russia now. They tried to start World War III in 2014 in Crimea. They sent in private military and FBI to Crimea to fight Russia. They were fighting directly against Russian troops in Crimea, which is completely nuts, right? It was totally behind our back. There was no presidential oversight. Obama didn't even know about it until after it happened. So, you don't even need to talk about Obama. It's the CIA is out of his mind.
That's why we see a comment by Brennan and Clapper. The intel agencies think they run the world already, don't they?
They know that they have unprecedented power now because of these surveillance powers given to them by Bush.
Right.
But, They're trying to establish this system to preserve their power, and their ideology that they're using for it is the social justice stuff that we see being promoted in universities. It's like an answer to Marxism in an attempt to compete with China for world domination, basically. So it's like Marxism. It's like Marxism, but capitalist, you see. It's Americanism.
Matthew, you use your technology of symbology, group behavior, astrology, etc., to actually converge mathematically and symbologically a model space to explain these events. Can you kind of demonstrate how you do
that? I can explain, for example, how I can look at a person's character and they correspond to what these things are. And if you're interested in that, you can go to my website, MatthewDeagleAstrology.com, where I can do natal analyses and so forth. You can go to services.
Services are virology. For example, the five.
I use the same stuff to analyze people like Trudeau and Merkel. Like, both of them have a certain personality type where if it's pathological, then they are extremely naive as well as psychopathic. So they're naive and psychopathic like Jim Jones or Marshall Applewhite. They have delusional ideas that are totally out of whack, totally out of touch with reality, and unrealistic and utopian. At the same time, they're also full of malice and psychopathic tendencies. So that's Trudeau, and that's Merkel. They're both anti-logos, or 666.
Right. So, and is there anything to be done to actually reduce
the same thing? Pope Francis is the same thing, too.
Matthew, let me ask you a question.
Who has an anti-logos with it?
You've talked to this in previous shows that there's a wisdom, a natural collective wisdom or spirit knowledge, trying to reduce the damage and have more survivors. Mm-hmm. What I see happening is a time of cataclysm coming. I'd like you to expand when we come back.
It's getting out of control. So the spiritual level is trying to bring the optimum outcome, which is, however, not very happy for us anyway. It's better than total destruction, but it's still pretty bad.
Yeah, exactly.
So there will be interference. There will be an interstellar comet that will hit Europe, for example. There will be spiritual interference, but it's going to be pretty bad anyway.
Yeah. And welcome back. So, Matthew, couple of announcements here. If you purchase a service from Matthew, you get a special code where you can get 7% off your purchase of your NutraMedical any time of the year.
Yeah, that's
Matthew Deagle Astrology.com. And if you contact, go to that website, you contact by email, you'll get a call back, and you can get a natal analysis, you can get a name analysis, you're going to get a horological analysis that can give an answer to a question they're posing. I like to think that questions come from the soul or spirit, and so when you pose a question, you can do a mathematical horological analysis that tells you the probable answers to your question. Can you explain that?
Yes, if you have a question, it comes from the unconscious. The unconscious gives you times everything. Then you can call that the spiritual level.
Right. So that's really important. In other words, the spiritual level is where the questions come from, isn't it?
Yeah, the spiritual level is where you get inspirations from. So, for example, to ask a certain question, and the horary works on the basis of when you ask the question is time. The inspiration to ask the question is time by the unconscious.
Right.
So, if you record the exact second that question comes to mind, I'll give you an indication about what it is.
Right, and that's just what my show is basically, which our show we do now, is the most important thing I tell people. You don't have to agree with me on anything, but yeah, I want to ask better questions, which means you have to plumb from the collective consciousness and from the spiritual part of your being. That's where questions come from, isn't it? And when you ask better questions, you're led into better spirit knowledge, and then your intellect and your emotional eyes can be opened and your ears can be opened, but they can't be unless you have the spirit knowledge first, right?
Yeah, you just have to listen to the unconscious on a spiritual level.
Right.
Please or intuition. But maybe more interesting for people also is the fact that I can look at a person's name, or if they have their birth time, their entire natal information, and find out about the character from that. As I said, I can do that with these 666 people, for example. That's part of how I'm able to analyze this.
I can narrow it down. So if you look at the world leaders, you can actually analyze how these players on the stage, the four-dimensional stage of reality, what the outcomes are likely to be and what the direction of the oppositional powers are.
Yes, I can analyze their character type, and then that character type gives, if it's degenerate, certain behaviors that are characteristic of the anti-logos or the 666, such as the behavior of Jim Jones. And that behavior was present along with the character type that is the prerequisite for it, having an excess of positivity and being female or androgynous, which is what happens with all of these guys. So Teddy Roosevelt, for example, Theodore Roosevelt, Theodore adds to 11 or 2.
Right.
And that's the person, and that's the same name and same pervasive character type as, for example, Ted Bundy, who was also a 666. He displayed many psychopathic traits, and he also needlessly warmongered against Europe, against Germany. He was very anti-German for no reason. Harry Truman, same thing. Harry adds to 2, and his middle name, S, gives 14, so he was also a 2, an androgynous fire type, and he was an anti-logos as well, 666. Ronald Reagan as well, Ronald Wilson. That's 2 plus 14, just like Harry Truman. He was also 666. And he, as I said, I'll explain all the things they actually did after I go through their names.
Right.
Bill Clinton, William Jefferson, also adds to, also adds to 2 plus 2, or he's also a 2, in other words. See, the thing is that ordinarily, when your name adds to 2 as a male, you're an 11. But if you're androgynous, then your name gives the meaning of 2 instead, or the feminine fire. And this is overall a positive character type, but that means that if it's negative, it's degenerate, right? If it's degenerate, if it has 666, then it's excessively positive. It has an irrational lack of normal fear. It is extremely naive and has tendencies toward addiction and vice and pathological beliefs and just psychopathic behavior, like complete restraintlessness and lawlessness. And that's what we see in all of them, in Roosevelt, Truman, Reagan, and Clinton. All of those guys were 666. All of them were the absolute evil and the most degenerate possible human character type, whether you like it or not. You know, Reagan was also one of them. You can see it in their behavior, okay? Teddy Roosevelt wrote an entire book about how we had to go to war with Germany and how we had to thwart attempts at German expansion in Europe and European power. He also was one of the initial, like, brain children or whatever the hell you want to call them. He was one of the original conceivers of the idea of World War One, and he fomented the USA to become involved in World War One. We're not talking about World War II. This is not Hitler. Okay? We're talking World War I, before it even happened.
Right.
Truman started the Cold War. He gave the go-ahead to use nuclear weapons on civilians, which was totally unjustified, no matter what you say.
Right.
It started the Cold War. It started a nuclear arms race with the USSR. It brought the entire world into turmoil and the threat of total destruction of civilization. And he also sabotaged the Korean War. He, Douglas MacArthur's strategy, he thwarted for no reason at all. And he's the reason why North Korea even exists. So they're dealing with North Korea right now, and that's good that they're dealing with it. But the reason North Korea even exists is because of Harry Truman.
Right.
You can read about it if you want. Read about Douglas MacArthur and Truman. I don't want to go into the details right now, but that's what he did. So Truman, not to mention Truman was also a 666 in his behavior. Now Roosevelt was a 666 in that he was a very psychopathic person, completely fearless. You know, at one time he was shot during a speech and he continued his speech. Truman, in that he was a criminal, he was associated with the Irish mob, right? Pendergast was his, well, the Pendergast political machines that put him in power. Reagan, he was a pathological paranoid. Like, he believed that the Soviets were everywhere, and he undid a lot of the progress that the U.S. had made in foreign policy with Russia. He also further worsened the situation with Afghanistan and Pakistan, the Mujahideen. He empowered the Mujahideen. This was started by Carter, but Reagan really brought it to the
head. We talked about that with Reagan, Gary Richard Arnold. Reagan is not all this great guy.
He was a very, very twisted, very sick-minded, mentally ill person.
Right.
Like Jim, he was a 666. I'm telling you that Reagan was one of these 666s. He was pure evil.
What should people do now, Matthew, knowing all these things you're talking about?
I'm not saying that the person. But you have to understand here, right? Like with Jim Jones, or these people are evil, and the definition of the 666 in this form is that they have pathological false love and pathological utopian ideas and illogical positivity. So Reagan was evil, but he was not evil in a way where he was like Darth Maul or whatever. He wasn't a Sith Lord like a Muslim terrorist. He wasn't motivated by hatred. He was motivated by delusion. He was an insane person, you see. And that same thing also leads to stuff like Clinton, the next one, being sexually out of control and having tons of vices, being a coke addict and stuff like that, you see. Now, I can't confirm that, but I think it's true. But we know the sexual stuff is true.
We know it's true. We actually had on the show one of his former girlfriends knew he actually had blown a hole from one side to the other side of his nasal septum from the overuse of cocaine. I mean, she even knew the doctor.
We know Clinton is a person who has out-of-control vices as well, and a person who also behaved irrationally and insanely with no boundaries, and he was lawless.
Right.
He's the one who's responsible for NATO expansion of the Russian buffer zone, which has provoked the entire Putin arms race, where Putin is now building up their unconventional weapons to destroy our own home country.
Right.
Now, this is the next thing, Merkel. Merkel is the same thing. She's also a sick, delusional, mentally ill person. I'll talk about her after the break.
When we come back to, maybe talk about the alliance to try to build a European military force now, with Macron and Germany, Merkel actually working toward this now.
Yeah, Merkel is a crazy person.
Obviously, you can see her. She looks crazy. Back in a moment with Matthew.
It's a no-brainer.
That, Matthew, is totally independently, we've come to similar conclusions based on what we call spirit knowledge.
Yeah.
And
well,
what's
going on is, if you're interested in just supporting my research, and you can't afford one of the consultations yet, if you're interested in just supporting my research into all these global things so you can keep this knowledge coming every couple of weeks when I'm on the show, you can donate. $22 is a donate button on my website. Under services on MatthewDeagleAstrology.com. So
right.
I would appreciate that. If I would appreciate donations because, right. You know, this work does take a lot, many hours to research. I have to research all the news. I have to do a lot of psychological research.
And mathematical analysis of the symbology.
Yeah, I have to do biographical research of the people and so forth. So it takes a lot of time, and I do it all for free. So
right.
It's important.
What do people do, Matthew? What do people do now? They can go to your website. Now, by the way, if they get a consult, they also get an additional bonus. They can get a special code, get 7% off.
Yeah,
anytime.
If you get anything, even the donation, then you can get a special code. It's 7% off on any products on Nutramedical as well. Your vitamins
right.
And that sort of thing.
Now, one of the things I want you to do is...
It's $22 and you get 70% off of whatever you order there as well. So
right.
You make up.
What do people do, though? Well, with all your knowledge and wisdom, and of course I try to do this on my show week to week, and the most important thing I say is ask better questions, which is spirit-sourced. What do people do? What should they do, considering this knowledge we're starting to gather, and the fact there's going to be a turning point after Trump that's going to go very dark? What do people do to prepare themselves and protect themselves from the coming chaos?
I think that people have to be prepared. They have to, by the time 2029 hits, they don't want to be in one of these big cities.
Right.
They preferably, if you can, if you're in Europe, I recommend going to Switzerland or Norway, which are not in the European Union, and because they have preparations for this stuff. Especially Switzerland has enough bunkers for the entire population. If you live in Italy or France or Germany, I recommend moving to Switzerland by 2029.
Right.
For example. If you're in the U.S., I recommend getting to somewhere that is not a nuclear target and which is also going to be safe from nuclear fallout and from these climatic weapons that they have as well. So I do not recommend being on the East Coast. I don't recommend being in Florida or along most of the East Coast all the way up to Maine. I recommend maybe, for example, the safest area is the Four Corners region, Arizona, Utah, Colorado, New Mexico.
Right.
I don't recommend being in one of those East Coast big cities, though.
Right.
As for Canada, what can I say? I mean, Canada is big, but some of these places are going to be a war zone. Canada's going to be the battleground of World War III. So you don't want to be in some big city there, probably. You don't want to be in Vancouver. But what can I say? If you can't
well,
do anything
Vancouver,
about it, better have a bunker or something.
Well, Vancouver is almost always already taken over by Chinese. I remember working in 1977 in the emergency department of the Vancouver.
There's a lot
General.
Of Chinese culture there, but I'm talking about not just Chinese. Okay, I mean, I'm talking about Pakistani, like recent immigrants from Pakistan.
Oh yeah,
that are working for the Pakistani ISI as agents of China. I'm not even talking
right.
about like how many Chinese Canadians there are. Most of them are obviously not a threat, but I'm talking
right,
about
exactly.
Trudeau inviting in these immigrants directly from Pakistan that are working for the Chinese government as agents to instigate an Islamist and Chinese revolution, an Islamist revolution to destabilize Canada before China comes in to restore order and take over.
Right.
And that's what they're doing in Europe, too. In Europe, right now, because of Merkel, I was discussing the 7666s, right? Merkel's number five. She's the fifth king in that Revelation prophecy. And that's because she brought in these millions of immigrants from the Middle East, and they are going to, those people are going to attempt an Islamist revolution in France and Sweden. And that's going to destabilize Europe as a pretext for China and Russia to invade and restore order. You see, once the European governments lose control, then Russia and China can say it's a threat to their own security, and they're going to go in there supposedly as peacekeepers to try to take over. But what's going to happen is when that happens in Canada, it's going to provoke the USA, because it's going to be an active, hostile act against Canada, America's closest ally. And America has treaties whereby it's required immediately to respond with, to defend Canada. So that's going to start World War III. See, what Trudeau, that's why Trudeau is number seven. Pope Francis is number six. He's the 666 Pope. He's the last Pope, Petrus Romanus. Right?
Right.
Prophecy of St. Malachi has him as the very last Pope before the collapse of the Catholic Church, Petrus Romanus.
You can see it come and get you. You can see, I mean, even in the Catholic Church, there's a lot of cardinals and bishops.
So totally right there,
opposed to his policy.
Yeah. Francis is Pope 666. So,
right.
You know, it's basically the set of vacantism is true. There's no Pope anymore. The Catholic Church is over. He's the last Pope. And the reason why is because he supports Merkel and he supports the destruction of Europe, therefore.
Right.
As a pope who does not do anything to defend his own country of Italy, he is a 666. Now, the last one is Trudeau, as I said. Trudeau is the final king before the very last one, number eight. He's the key to World War III himself, right there. Trudeau seems like an innocent moron, just like Pope Francis, right? But I told you this is how this works. The 666 in the positive form, right? There's two different forms of it, positive and negative. The positive form often appears naive and childish, like Trudeau, right? He seems like a silly, childish person. But he has the same thing as Merkel, where he's not just naive, he's also psychopathic and insane.
Well, you can see that with the laws that they passed while he was in power. In fact, they said today when I was looking at the news that if they had a vote today, that he would be brought out of power. And I think, isn't there an election coming up sometime?
And in fact, his mother suffered from bipolar, so he probably genetically inherited some of this.
Right, and his father, by the way, his special cars had 666 on it. Pierre Trudeau was a Luciferic Satanist.
Well, I don't know about the Satanist stuff. I mean, you don't even have to bring that in, even though Satan is really there as the anti-logos, right?
Yeah, but the anti-logos spirit was there. You know,
the influence is there whether they're a Christian or whatever. It doesn't matter. Reagan.
Yeah, well, I know that these people are evil.
He was a 666. Reagan was a Christian himself, and he was a 666.
Matt, you know your great-granduncle was the deputy
Ted
prime minister
Kennedy
of Canada
for 666, and he was a Catholic. So that doesn't matter what the religion is.
No, it doesn't matter. No.
We're not talking about religion. Satanist stuff is not really a big thing to look for. You want to look for certain mental illness that allows this negative influence to work through these people.
Right.
Where they're just unfit to be in power. Even if they aren't a terrible person, they're crazy. And their insanity makes them dangerous in power. So Trudeau might have been a fine drama teacher, right? He used to be a drama teacher or whatever. He might have been a fine school teacher, but he's a complete lunatic when he's the prime minister. You see, that's why he's 666.
Right.
Because he's too naive and too unpredictable and irrational to be in power. And that's why he's bringing this about. That's why he's the seventh one. But the reason why someone like that gets in power at all...
Well, he's a social justice warrior, too, isn't he?
Yeah,
that's why you say, I don't want you to offend women that want abortion. I don't want you to offend Islam or Muhammad.
He's extremely naive. So the reason why these people are in power, though, is because of the machinations of this CIA group, this Jonestown thing, which is able to manipulate elections, for example. Like, they put Trudeau in power. They also got Merkel elected.
Right.
And re-elected. And they manipulate all this stuff globally. Funnily enough, they don't have as much influence to manipulate stuff here yet, because Trump got elected.
Right.
But
A lot of the people, I think, are going to sleep, though, because Trump is so successful. The right,
but they sure do manipulate elections in other countries, including Canada. They've been manipulating Canadian elections since the 1960s. And now that this Jonestown stuff is in power and they have control over all this surveillance stuff that Edward Snowden revealed to us, it's way worse. I'm telling you that Jonestown is going to manipulate our elections and get their Jim Jones guy elected.
They almost
did it last time, but they failed because Clinton was just such a bad candidate. They almost got her elected, but they failed. She supposedly won the popular vote. So, what can I say? I mean, they almost got one of their girls in power, and that would have been the end right there. That would have been World War III.
What about Bernie Sanders? I mean, I call him Sander Claus because of his plan on health care and free university.
Well, I think Sanders is. You know, that's just his political positions. He's not dangerous himself, I don't think.
No.
Clinton is dangerous, right? Sanders was never a warmonger.
No. No. Yeah, Clinton, she still thinks she's actually coming back. She's waiting for another comeback somehow.
The main point is just expect the Antichrist to be president in 2024 or 2028.
I think you're on the right timeline that we've talked about. Yeah. And your website, Matthew, is Matthew Deagle.
It's not funny, but I mean, it's just it's gallows humor.
Right.
You know, it's so screwed up.
Let me just mention the website, MatthewDeagleAstrology.com. MatthewDeagleAstrology.com. Yeah. Get an analysis, make a donation, find out what's going on, start to listen to the spirit and understand that the symbolological analysis of the main players in the stage of life now are setting us toward disaster by 2025.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.